Not everyone knows all the words to the Star Spangled Banner, and not everyone can hit the high note. Most people know that Francis Scott Key wrote the words to our national anthem, but not many know what really happened that night that prompted him to write it. Irvin Malotsky, a former New York Times reporter, recounts the forgotten stories behind the national anthem in his book, The Flag, the Poet, and the Song, The Story of the Star-Spangled Banner. Malotsky says what Key witnessed was an important moment in the War of 1812.
The battle that led to the Star-Spangled Banner becoming our national anthem was a very important battle. It could have gone to the British. It could have affected the war. There's a difference of opinion as to whether it would have changed the outcome of the war. Both countries, the United States and Britain, were pretty tired of it by then. But we got a national anthem out of it, which is something.
This was the battle for Baltimore after the British had already sacked Washington pretty well.
That's right. If the British had had a stronger force, they could have gone overland from Washington to Baltimore. But they didn't have a strong enough force to go by land, so they went by ship. Britain then had the world's strongest navy. And because they went by ship, they had to get past Fort McHenry to capture Baltimore. And they were unable to do that.
Now, who was Francis Scott Key, and what was he doing there?
He was a lawyer. You know about lawyers in Washington.
A Georgetown lawyer at that.
He was a Georgetown lawyer, a prototype maybe. There was a doctor who was arrested by the British for trying to interfere with some British soldiers. And a friend of his went to Key as a lawyer and asked him to try to release this doctor, Dr. Beans. And then Key went to President Madison, and Madison gave him a letter asking that this doctor be set free. And so Key, on a mission of mercy, wound up in the harbor just as the battle for Baltimore was about to begin.
Now, Key started out anti-war.
Yes, he was anti-war. He only joined the militia very late in the war, but he was an opponent of the war from the very beginning.
So he is watching this battle take place, and in the morning sees the flag is still there and is moved to write some poetry.
Yes, when he wrote a poem about what he had seen overnight, he must have had a song in his head, because every word that he wrote in his poem scans exactly to the rhythm of the song that was in his head.
And that song was?
To Anacreon in Heaven, which was an old English drinking song.
There was some objection about adopting this as the anthem because it was an English song.
Because it was an English song, and also because it was a drinking song.
Now, the flag that Key saw, tell me about that.
There's a little bit of a debate about exactly what flag he saw. There was an enormous flag that was made by a widow in Baltimore named Mary Pickersgill. However, the night of the bombardment, it was raining. And so because of that, it's likely that the flag that flew over Fort McHenry during the battle was not the giant flag, but a slightly smaller flag called a battle flag, because the army didn't want to risk damage or shrinkage to their main flag. The storm stopped by morning, and if the storm flag was up during the battle, it was probably taken down, and the larger one was run up. So in the morning, when Key looked at Fort McHenry and saw the flag still flying, it probably was the giant flag.
It's an unusual flag. It's 15 stripes, 15 stars.
Yes, as you know, the original flag had 13 stars and 13 stripes. Then in the 1780s, additional states were added to the Union, and the next two got stars and stripes. And so they held up on making any changes in the flag for several years. And in fact, at the time of the War of 1812, there were 18 states, but the flag had 15 stars and 15 stripes. Over the years, people took pieces of the flag as souvenirs. In those days, up until about the Civil War, the flag did not have the iconic status that it enjoys today. And so people would go to the owner of the flag and say, I would love to have a piece of that flag as a souvenir. And they would cut off a piece.
And the flag is still around.
It is still around, which is why I wrote the book, essentially. It's in the care of the Smithsonian Institution in Washington. They are trying to find out what they can do to preserve that flag so that our children and further generations will be able to see the Star-Spangled Banner, the flag that inspired our national anthem.
Irvin Malotsky, former New York Times reporter and author of The Flag, The Poet, and The Song, The Story of the Star-Spangled Banner.